On the show today, we have PayActiv Safwan Shah talking about their award-winning My Money Now service or utility, whatever you want to call it. You got to check this one out. We're talking about MyMo Now, and if you want to give us a quick summary on what it's all about, and you can keep smiling because you guys won Best of Show, you can do that too.
Thank you.
Yes.
MyMo Now is My Money Now.
Okay.
So it basically reflects the PayActiv mission. PayActiv, of course, is PayActiv.
Mm-hmm.
The mission we are on is that since everybody earns every day, in fact, they earn every hour, but they are paid biweekly or twice a month or monthly,
right,
while waiting to get paid, they end up getting into horrific debt cycles. And now that a lot of press and media has put attention on it, we think that more awareness is there, but what the PayActiv product is, My Money Now,
mm-hmm,
is really a name to describe what a consumer or a working person gets with us, which is if they've earned, say, $200 and they need $100, or if they've earned $500 and need $250, they can get it through our service, rather than going to a payday lender. And our service is offered as a financial benefit.
Oh, cool.
From the employer. We are not a consumer lender.
Oh, good for you. Okay. Tell me about the wall behind you, because we talked about that before we started recording. I find it very fascinating. So tell me about the wall. What's on the wall back there?
So we call this the green room. And this used to be our conference room, and now it's become a room where we have actually gone ahead and written the feedback, call it testimonials,
uh-huh,
by people who've used our product. And I don't know if it improves it the way you can see it. But like, for example, this one here,
right,
is somebody who says, I have a bank account, but I used to pay overdraft fees,
mm-hmm,
every time my rent was due. Now I use MyMo for rent and groceries. Everything else can wait until payday. So these are things. Another person says, I don't like being late, but sometimes I just didn't have enough to cover. I used to pay $50 for late fees on my rent. With PayActiv, I can just access my own cash.
That's awesome.
So without belaboring the point, what we are really delivering to the working, hardworking, hourly, low-income pool of people in the country is that now through their employers, they can get a voluntary benefit,
mm-hmm,
where through their mobile phone, they can anytime go and see how much money they've already earned. Let's say if you're making $500 a week or $800 a week,
right,
you would have made a few, $100, $200, $300, given
sure,
it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So they can see how much they already have. And if there's a late payment kicking in, or an overdraft fee kicking in, or they need $100 for milk and diapers, they can actually access their own money, which is stuck in the system.
Wow. Okay. I like this.
So you see what we are doing. We are helping people depend on their own resources before they go out and take, payday loans.
Right.
Or other predatory products.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the data is being talked about so much in the country, there are 90 million people in the U.S. who do not have $400 or $500 in an emergency.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Staggering.
Mm-hmm.
So we are a company which has taken it upon ourselves, that we can work with employers.
Mm-hmm.
We think that they're an integral part of this equation, where they suffer the most when their employees are suffering. So we are trying to, solve that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Now, do you work with like financial institutions at all in this case? And for our show, credit unions, would you work in conjunction with them?
When I started the company, it was built on this premise that if so many millions of people are living paycheck to paycheck, then something's not working perfectly. So usually it is banks where you have money.
Mm-hmm.
It is credit unions who are the most compassionate.
Right.
It is employers where you work, mm-hmm, and earn. So something's wrong in this system where this money apparently is there, because every week when I went to the Bureau of Labor Statistics website, every week about 140 million people in the U.S. earn somewhere between $800 to $1,000 each on an average, right?
Not right.
Some people are making a lot more, some people are making less, but on the average. So I said, what is this $140 billion a week doing?
Good question.
So it was just a, you know, academic perhaps, or just I was curious.
Yeah.
Where is this money? Because during that 1 week, I then started calculating. If the late fees paid to banks, and we don't even know how many late fees are collected by your landlord or your local guy or whatever, when you
utilities, you know, anything like that,
social sort of fabrics, you're taking money here and there. Mm-hmm. So I said, what are the late fees? So I came across this statistic that $35 to $39 billion are collected by financial institutions every year.
Wow.
For late fees.
That is a lot of money.
Because you're a microsecond late. And I know, Mike, you and I have never paid a late fee.
Oh, never.
Never. It never happened in our life.
Never.
And we never did an overdraft and just saw a statement, oh, geez, I just got hit for $35.
Yeah.
So I calculated that number. And it turned out that that number was as follows. $35 to $39 billion for late fees. About $50 billion are accessed as payday loans every year. Okay.
Scary.
And then the title loans, the pawn shops, and then I also calculated the number that people pay as interest and bank fee charges on an annualized basis.
Mm-hmm.
It was about $150+ billion. So then I asked the question that if we add these numbers together, then on a weekly basis, we are being penalized for being late on something or the other.
When the money's there.
When the money is there, and who is using that money? Nobody is using that money.
Mm-hmm.
It is just stuck. So imagine you have no water coming out of the tap, that the supply has stopped, but there's some water in the pipe, and you really need to brush your teeth.
Exactly.
You will use it.
Yeah.
So that's what we figured out, and we said, rather than people having to pay these exorbitant fees and penalties while waiting to get paid, why can't they access their $50, $100, $200, $300 to deal with it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what PayActive does.
Gotcha. So you're working, are you, is this working at any companies right now? And if so, what is their feedback? What, when you first presented this to them, what was like, do they turn their head like a dog listening to something funny, or how, what was their reaction?
It almost seems that you were there in this journey. Ask that question. I would like to say that they loved it and embraced it instantly, but they didn't love it instantly, but they kind of got intrigued very quickly.
Okay.
Because they knew the problem was there, which encouraged me, because I thought that people would not have, they don't see themselves as you know, contributors or potential solution for this problem. It turned out they all agreed there was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, how can we solve it? There is no solution for this. If my employee needs $200 and I know that he's already, he or she has already earned it,
mm-hmm.
I do not have a mechanism today to let them access the money, because the whole advance process is paper-based, intensive, payroll doesn't like it, and we don't know who to give money to. So I said to them that, listen, you agree that it's their money which is with you. They said, totally, it's their money which is with us, and we're going to pay it in a week. Now, if somebody needs it on a Tuesday, what do we do when payroll is Friday? So we gave them the entire technology solution where every hour that a person works, their time in attendance is something that PayActive processes through our engine. We know how much money, because we know their pay rate, how much money everybody's earned.
Mm-hmm.
We give them a mobile app. They can go and see how much they've already earned, which they will get paid eventually.
Right.
And we let them access a portion of that.
And that is deducted from what they're already earning at the during the normal pay period.
The month, so there are all kinds of payroll providers. There's ADP, paychecks, etc. Developed a way that we could communicate with the most secure fashion to let the payroll system know that, you know, Safwan's taken $220. So in his paycheck, deduct that.
Got it.
So this is how we solved it. Employers then, you know, in the last 18 months or so, we've done some very, very extensive studies. We've done pilots, and now we've gone live in multiple sites. Typically, these are hospitals.
Oh, okay.
These are farm workers who are getting hourly salary. These are factory workers. These are hospitality workers. And these workers need the money because they can't live in this staggered payroll cycle. So this is how it kind of started. It's been a great, success for us.
Mm-hmm.
And what we discovered from the employer, because your question was, so what do the employers say?
Yeah.
When we started, it was to solve this burning problem, right? But when we deployed it in a few months past, the employers kind of came back to us and said that somehow our employees are a little happy and they're using it often. Is this good for them? What's going on?
That was my next question.
So I said, well, you could argue that, you know, somehow accessing your own money is bad, but nobody is going to argue that. I mean, if I have a credit card and I use it, credit card company is allowed to advertise, go use it, Mike, go use it 20 times a day.
Exactly. Yikes.
So it is their money. So first of all, they're accessing it. Let's figure out what are they accessing it for. And then figure out that is it good or bad.
Right.
We started running surveys. Turned out we want to pay bills. Another one turned out we want to transfer money to a family. Another one turned out to be that we are just avoiding a late fee.
Right.
So we said that is very good. So that is relates to the peace of mind that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing we said, the employer said that, 40, 30, 40, 50% of our employees are using it. Can you go ahead and see what is the retention or turnover rate of those employees who are using it versus those employees who are not using it?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, what we found is that those people who use PayActive service are almost 50 to 75% more likely to stay in the job.
Really?
Because it is almost like an insurance policy. That anytime I need the $100, $200,
mm-hmm.
don't have savings, I don't have a credit card, and I need those $200, I know I can access it from my earned but unpaid income. That becomes a powerful retention tool, as well as a tool for income smoothing.
What do you mean by income smoothing?
So earnings go like this, right? Day one, you earn 100, then day two, day three. So earnings go up like this.
Right.
This is the plot. Earnings go up like this. Expenses don't follow that pattern. Expenses come in a spike.
Yeah.
Then you sit. Then car breaks down, another spike.
Gotcha.
Then groceries, you have to eat every day. So expenses come like every day, like constant. So if you are living paycheck to paycheck, mm-hmm. and on the third day, you're running out of money, income smoothing is the way that you can access a portion of it.
Got it.
To deal with it rather than wait for it for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Safwan, this is fascinating.
Well, thank you. This is fascinating.
Because I was reading the description of what you guys do before we started, and it's right up. It's like, it's very credit union-ish.
I wrote an op-ed, which is in the Credit Union NA, the SCUNA. There's one publication that published it.
Uh-huh.
The way we describe it is that we are bringing into the equation something the world had ignored.
Totally.
Believe it or not, in thousands of years, nobody's figured out one other variable which could be used to help people deal with financial stress.
Mm-hmm.
The debate has always been on one thing, the first thing, which is minimum wage. Let's increase the salary of people and somehow all problems will go away. It is one part of the equation,
right.
Level of salary. The second thing is that let's figure out a way to get tax rebates and other kinds of, you know, social products so that people can get more money, benefit checks in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So I call that the structure of pay solution.
Okay.
So the first one is the level of pay, that's the minimum wage and what you should be. And then the structure of pay, how you get paid. What they forgot is the timing of pay, when you pay people. If we ask this question, why are we paid monthly? When did that happen?
Yeah.
Turns out it has some relationship with tax collection, because governments can't function if they don't get paid at least every quarter.
True.
So governments say, pay us on a certain frequency. And then government advised employers that if you have low-income employees, pay them more frequently. If you are the white-collared salaried employees, pay them every 2 weeks. If they are really rich employees, pay them as, you know, and then they want every month. So we said, bring timing of pay into this equation for the low-income people. That will create the liquidity that they need.
Mm-hmm.
I can find 10 solutions to borrow $1,000, $10,000, $5,000, but I can't find a single good solution in our entire financial ecosystem for someone who needs $100 or $200.
Unless you're a payday lender who
will gouge you. Even that lender tells you that your minimum or the amount you should take is $250.
Really? Oh, gosh.
They don't give you, if you wanted $80, where would you go?
Mom?
Yeah.
Dad?
And go there on Monday, you'll go there next Monday after the 10th Monday. Mom will say, you know what, son, you may have a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get this straight now.
Society is, and I don't say that mom shouldn't say that, but in general, we don't ask why you had the problem. We almost assume that you have a problem because you are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to take the judgment out of this.
Yeah.
It is their money. They earned it. They need it. Who are you to stop it?
Agreed. Agreed. All right, Safwan, to wrap up here, what are your goals with this award-winning, I don't even want to call it technology. I think it's a service, or I'm grasping for words here.
They say that the greatest ideas and the greatest products don't look like a technology. They look like a utility.
There it is. Yeah.
So when you see electricity, do you call it a technology?
Not at all.
Call it fact of life.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would say that about Uber now. How did we live without it? I am so grateful that you used that term, because what we are doing is a fact of life. It is perhaps a right.
Mm-hmm.
The fact the world didn't have it is most surprising to me. So I would say that our goals are practical. We would like to get this service in the hands of millions of people. We have chosen to not go directly to the consumer and lend it to them, because I think that is fraught with all kinds of risk, and also perhaps a consumer is naive, doesn't know what they should take.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to the employer and we are saying, this is a service available to you, offer it to your employees so they never get into debt.
Right.
So we are going, our goal is to work with financial institutions so that every business that they serve could get this service from that bank.
Oh.
That
Perfect.
My choice can get it. Every credit union is, at the end of the day, a special select employer group.
Perfect.
Credit union of IBM, credit union of Walmart, credit union of Caterpillar, credit union of every company in this country should go to their employer.
Yeah.
And the employer they serve, and they say, your employees, look at how many payday lenders are in our zip code. They are there because you exist. A payday loan exists because there is a payroll, and a payroll exists because there is employment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have the ultimate solution for the credit unions and financial institutions.
I love it. Yeah, because credit unions, they have their select employee groups, field of memberships, all that type. Oh, man. Safwan, man, you hit it out of the park with this one. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Well done. No wonder you guys won Best of Show. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
Safwan, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing how your company, how this utility that you say grows, because it's I think it's a fascinating topic that it's like, it's one of those things like, why didn't I think of that, you know, 20 years ago or 50 years ago? But, you know, somebody like you comes along and goes, hey, let's execute on that idea. Let's put it into action.
World has been thinking about it for thousands of years.
They have.
It's happened today.
And there you go. Safwan, thank you so much.
Thank
I
you.
Appreciate it.
Much appreciated.